You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. So much to talk about. Glad you're here. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, the news is quite troubling, not coming from Washington, but coming from another place that I care a great deal about. But fortunately, there's good news to share today, and I'm going to share that with you. It's coming up. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's a very, very troubling circumstance in Haiti today. I don't know if you've thought about Haiti at all, but if you've been listening to AM 570, The Mission here in New York, you know that it's been on our mind a great deal. Because a few weeks ago, we learned that there were 82 families that unless they get clean drinking water, unless they get needed food supplies, they are going to perish. They are going to die. They will not be around when, the month comes to an end or the week or whatever it takes, because there is such a distraught, stressful, trying times signified by starvation, signified by lack of clean drinking water. And friends, that's why we've been at it for the last couple of days, asking you to help and watching your generosity respond in a really remarkable way. By the way, of those 82 families, we only have 49 left to go. So for those of you that have contributed already, that have said, hey, I'm not going to let those families perish, not on my watch, thank you for your generosity. Now, here's how simple it is. $27 a month for the next year. $27 a month for the next year will rescue one family. It will give them food for that year and water, clean drinking water, for the rest of their lifetime. Food for the Poor is the partner that we're doing this with. They have a ton of resources that they will be bringing to bear on behalf of the families that we get rescued. But right now, thankful for those of you that have rescued the ones that that we have. 49 families to go. We've already helped a tremendous amount in the lives of dozens of people. Would you help us right now? The phone number is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. It is simple to understand that when someone needs food, the way you help them is by giving them food. When someone is thirsty, you give them clean water. That helps solve their thirst. But if it is so dramatic that it is, you know, life or death situations, then you can imagine the tremendous gratitude that is expressed when that type of love and care and commitment are made. And that's why when Food for the Poor comes to those of us in the church community here in New York City and says, would you guys be willing? Would you open up your heart? Will you make a difference? I just can't not say yes. I know that the 8,000 churches here in New York City that have people that worship each week, that come together to pray together each week, that sometimes are concerned about the needs of one another in their own church and then in the church community at large around them. Friends, I know that that is, I know that that community is vibrant, and I know that we don't take suffering lightly. I know that we don't do that. That's why I don't want to leave a single one of these 49 families behind. So here's something rather exciting for the rest of this hour. We've been telling you for the last couple of days that if you are able to give $27 a month for the next 12 months, you'll rescue a family. If you can do $54 a month for the next 12 months, that will be two families. Now, add to that a very special challenge this hour. Not for random amounts of other amounts of money. Not for a $5 gift or a $10 gift or a $100 gift or even a $1,000 gift. For just the denominations of gifts of 27 per month and 54 per month for the coming year, only for those gifts that are only of that price that come in this hour, we've got a listener who's going to step up and match that person for person. But the gift has to be given as a $27 a month, 12-month gift, or it has to be given as a $54 a month, 12-month gift. I think they will also accept a $54 a month gift for 6 months, because that's the same as 27 for a full month. Now, what happens at those magic numbers, 27 times 12 and 54 times 6? It's very simple. You've rescued a family. Every multiple of that rescues another family. And now, due to the generosity of this specific listener, we have got generosity being multiplied. So if we have, for instance, 24 people this hour step forward and say, we're going to do $27 a month for the next year, we will have almost rescued all 49 remaining families, because 24 doubled is 48. So we're there. 25 people, we're going to get 50 families rescued this hour. But maybe you've been talking about it. Maybe you've heard us talking about it. We're going to tell you more stories. Todd Chapman's back with me today. We're going to tell you more stories. We're going to let you hear how it makes a difference. But friends, just know that if we do this, we will have saved the lives of 82 precious families, their children, some of their, more infirm, grandparents. And these are people that are living through what you and I would favorably refer to as hell. Hot, hot, hot weather, dehydrating weather, no clean drinking water, almost no food. The only place that was able to produce food for Haiti over the last few years has been the lower peninsula that kind of stretches out from the island. In that region, it was kind of a bit of a fertile area, and they were able to grow some things, plantains and some other stuff that is helpful. That got wiped out 2 years ago in a massive hurricane, and the topsoil has not repopulated. They haven't been able to get anything that grows there since. The soil in general in Haiti is very poor, because mountainsides were stripped of wood resources so that people could create and then sell charcoal. Lots of the major companies that had been in Haiti in years past, Rawlings Baseball, Dole Pineapple, Dole Food Company, lots of them have pulled out. So it's a troubling and trying situation when you understand that there's someone literally starving right now. And it's hard for us to imagine what that feels like, because here in the U.S., we've got food everywhere. I took a buddy to lunch today. I was glad to pick up a little hole-in-the-wall place, making authentic Costa Rican tamales, which were delicious, by the way, and lower in fat than I had anticipated, so that was good. But, you know, we spent $21 buying two lunches, and I splurged for his, and, you know, getting our little soft drinks and sitting down and had great fellowship, talked about life, talked about our families. We're kind of in the same stage of life, and it was fun. That $21 would almost feed a family for an entire month. So if you could be one of 49 families today that could say, we could do $27 a month or $54 a month, another single donor is going to step up and match that before the end of this hour. But you have to act quickly. This hour is when that challenge goes away. 855-907-4673. I'm Kevin McCullough. Call the number, 855-907-4673. Stay with us. When Joyce Smith's son falls through an icy lake, all hope seemed lost. But Joyce refused to give in. Breakthrough, the movie, reminds us that even when facing impossible odds, faith and love create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. Based on the inspirational true story, Breakthrough is a movie that could resurrect your faith and point your friends toward the God of miracles. In theaters, beginning Wednesday, April 17th, learn more at breakthroughmovie.com. Each of us could use a breakthrough in our lives. So why don't you pray with us right now? Holy Spirit, breathe life back into my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
WMCA families are invited to Hawthorne Christian Academy's interactive open house on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. at their campus in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Engage in dynamic hands-on learning, participate in classroom activities, and interact with teachers in your children's future classrooms. Child care is provided and light refreshments will be served. Hawthorne Christian Academy provides a rigorous educational experience in nurturing classrooms led by teachers who love the Lord, their subject area, and their students. HCA is fully accredited, offering classes for preschool through 12th grade. Come discover the HCA difference and visit the interactive open house on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331. That's 973-423-3331 or go to www.hca.org.
Kevin McCullough with you every week. We promise you that Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan will answer one of your questions if you simply drop us a question or two at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Mike, this week's question comes from Tom. He says, what is gifting as it pertains to estate planning? Mike Connors.
Okay, Kevin, that's a very good question because the laws in New York State changed as of January 1st this year. In the old law, if you made a gift, and you died within 3 years of making the gift, they would take the gift and put it back into your estate. Now that's no longer the case, and there's no gift tax in New York State, which if somebody is borderline on paying an estate tax or not, literally somebody could give away $300,000 and save $400,000 in taxes. So it's very pertinent for those people who are on the bubble in New York State, those people between $5.7 million and $6 million.
And it's just really important that if you have any questions that you talk to somebody that knows the law, which is why Connors and Sullivan are so good at what they do. They stay on top of these things so that you don't have to. And I know that they would be glad to talk to you. Maybe you've got a very specific question about whether or not you're on the bubble. Well, this would be the number you would use to reach their offices. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, five locations across the boroughs. And you can, of course, send more of your questions. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. He'll answer some of them Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. And Mike Connors, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use that promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. Promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Ça gagne pour moi parce que c'est petit au mieux si chaque jour je me brale l'ampe et me brale pour mes gonds, le café de divorce pour moi.
I say, God, you give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say, I'm your kid, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
Very powerful story by a mom who was being interviewed by Food for the Poor on the condition that she finds herself living in at this very moment. Kevin McCullough, AM 570, The Mission, thank you for listening and thanks for being here. Todd Chapman, our very good friend from Food for the Poor, is back in studio with us. And Todd, we were talking about, and you know that we've both made multiple trips to Haiti over long periods of time. Actually been going there, I guess 30 years ago now was like my first time there. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that it is such a different experience, such a different world than anything that we can relate to in America. I mean, you go to the poorest neighborhoods in America, and they are kings compared to a mom like that mom there. And I remember seeing the children, you know, hang on to their moms almost as if they were hanging on for life when they were ill-fed and don't have clean drinking water and all of the things that just kind of add up. I don't know how the moms like that endure. I don't know what it's like for her to pray that prayer every night, Todd, and say, God, please do something. But I know that we can be part of the answer to that if, in fact, it's his will for us to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And the number, by the way, that you'll need to use here, hopefully right now, even if God's already pricked your heart to make a difference in that mom's life. And by the way, her name is Monice. Met her last year on my most recent trip to Haiti, Monice, and you could hear her little baby that she was holding there. But the number to call to make a difference with Food for the Poor, feeding these families, giving them clean, safe water in Jesus' name is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, which, by the way, spells hope. And so when you make that phone call, when you go to am570themission.com and click that humanitarian crisis banner, you are bringing hope, hope in the name of Jesus, hope that comes in the form of life-saving food and water, something that these families in Haiti cannot take for granted. Because frankly, it's a struggle to get them every day. And you know, Kevin, life in Haiti has always been hard. It's for decades now been one of the poorest countries on the face of the globe. But right now, the situation in Haiti is more dire than I think we've ever seen. As a matter of fact, I got an email from our Food for the Poor Haiti office just this morning saying that because of this drought, because of the desperation of the people, because of inflation, rising food, fuel prices, the level of desperation is absolutely staggering. And frankly, the criminal element gangs are making that even worse at this point. They're just kind of running roughshod throughout the capital of Port-au-Prince. And so families now are afraid even to go outside, you know, to go get food. And so more than ever, so critical that your generous gifts are given to Food for the Poor so that we can keep food flowing through our feeding centers, because it really is a lifeline for these families in Haiti.
Todd, talk to us about how the feeding center operates, because I want people to understand in the midst of that picture you just painted with the violence and the chaos, that these feeding centers are not only these like very hope-filled places, but they're also a safe place and a secure place for people to come and for those children to come and get the food that we're sending them.
Kevin, that's right, because for more than 30 years now, Food for the Poor has always partnered with the local church. So when food and water comes, or whatever, you know, aid we bring, and we do much more than food and water, it always comes with the love and the good news that Jesus loves them, that the reason that aid is coming is because God has heard their prayers. God is answering their prayers. And so literally, you are being the hands and feet of Jesus. And it's pretty incredible the way God has blessed Food for the Poor. across more than 30 years now working in Haiti. Over the last couple of years, we have grown to the point where we have 2,600 points of food distribution all across the island nation of Haiti. And so when food comes into Port-au-Prince and our distribution center, it immediately gets put on trucks and sent off to these various, you know, distribution centers. So it's always close to the people, and we feed people on a daily basis. Hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti eat because someone like you cares enough to give your generous gift. And it's amazing, Kevin, also the way that God has just blessed Food for the Poor with incredible partnerships. Much of the food that you are helping to provide is actually donated, which saves a lot of money. And so a lot of the cost of providing this food, $80 food for a year, water for life for one person, it goes to just cover that distribution cost. So an amazing opportunity that you can make today in a situation, in a time that it is desperately needed in the country of Haiti. And I'm just praying that we can hear from a number of people, even right now, bringing this life-saving food, this life-saving water, in the name of Jesus. 855-907-4673.
855-907-4673. That's Todd Chapman, Kevin McCullough with you. Glad to have you along. I'm moved, Todd, because the memory that I have of spending an afternoon at one of the feeding centers was really quite the experience. Now, they had put us into the kitchen, and so I was stirring a big pot of rice, kind of folding it over as the beans were getting dropped in. And then after we had it nice and mixed, then the beginning of the servings would happen. And so I would take, you know, a scoop and put it into a dish and hand it to a child, and then there would be another one. And that probably lasted, I'm guessing, maybe an hour and a half that we were actively doing that. And the thing that I took away from that experience was, if Food for the Poor was not there, every one of those kids that ate that afternoon would not have that food to eat that afternoon, and probably would not be living now, these few years later, in the midst of the really harsh circumstances that are there. But people forget sometimes what all Haiti has been through in the last decade. So remind us, Todd, this is a nation that has gone through crisis after crisis after crisis, which has compounded the food problem.
Yeah, a long history of government corruption that stretches back through, most of the 20th century, which has not helped. And then geographically, Haiti is located right in the middle of Hurricane Alley. I mean, you know, if you go a year without a hurricane either hitting or nearly missing Haiti, it's really unusual. Then you add into that the earthquake of 2010 that killed 250,000 people at least in about 3 minutes, and took Haiti is still recovering from that in so many ways. But now add on top of that, Kevin, the 3 year plus drought that has absolutely decimated crop production on the island of Haiti.
Today, we are being asked, will you help save the lives of a family for the next year? $27 each month. It's very simple. 855-907-4673. Originally 82 families. We're down to 76 so far. So thank you for your gifts. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. And if you call right now, in the next 10 minutes, your gift can be doubled from a private donor to Food for the Poor who just wants to challenge you to do good. Would you pick up the phone now? You're doing twice as much good. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. You can also give online at am570themission.com. And if you do in the next 10 minutes, that matching challenge will apply to you as well. am570themission.com or 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When Joyce Smith's son falls through an icy lake, all hope seems lost, but Joyce refuses to give in. Breakthrough reminds us that even when facing impossible odds, faith and love create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. Based on the inspirational true story, Breakthrough is a movie that could resurrect your faith and point your friends toward the God of miracles. It's in theaters beginning Wednesday, April 17th. Please learn more by going to breakthroughmovie.com. Now, each of us could use a breakthrough in our lives. So why don't you pray with me right now? Holy Spirit, breathe life back into my dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Christian Businessmen's Connection wants to invite you to a men's Good Friday breakfast with Fortune 500 executive and famed whistleblower Mark Whitaker. Join the Greater Parsippany CBMC on April 19th at the Hanover Marriott in Whippany, New Jersey, to hear Mark tell his amazing story of his undercover work with the FBI during the Archer Daniels Midland price-fixing scandal. His experience was the inspiration for the major motion picture, The Informant, starring Matt Damon. Doors open at 6:30 a.m. To register, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC. That's eventbrite.com and search CBMC. Come hear Mark this Good Friday and bring a friend. Once again, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC. That's eventbrite.com and search CBMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olunny's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olunny's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olunny serves up all your favorites, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie with six apples in every pie. Olunny's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and it's a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olunny's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olunny himself says, Olunny's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688, or go to olunnys.com. That's olunnys.com. Spring is here, and with it comes the start of engagement and wedding season, which means it's time to visit our friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds to pick out the perfect engagement ring and wedding bands. Anu has an amazing offer just for my listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So if you or a loved one is looking to get a ring by spring, as we've been saying around these parts, go to Lord's Diamonds. Anu will help you create a one-of-a-kind custom engagement ring. Give her a call at 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. You're going to get impeccable service. You will not get that anywhere else. And she will work with you every step of the way to create the most beautiful piece designed just for you. Set up your appointment. Get your dream engagement ring up to $500 off and wedding bands today. Call 212-789-8500, 212-789-8500, or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com and get that ring by spring.
How can I protect my family if something happens to me?
What if I need to go to a nursing home? What will happen to our savings, our home?
What's the best way to give my home to my kids?
Who will help us take care of Grandpa?
These and many other questions can be answered with a phone call to Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, one of New York Magazine's top lawyers, has over 30 years of estate planning and elder law experience. Mike and his team of professionals will help you protect your assets from probate, taxes, and nursing home costs so you can have peace of mind knowing you and your family will be taken care of and protected.
I'm Mike Connors, founder of Connors & Sullivan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. The time to plan is now.
I'm Beth Connors. Call today for a free initial consultation with one of our experienced lawyers.
Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or connorsandsullivan.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. When we started to tell you about this a couple of weeks ago, there was a list that had been made by Friends of Food for the Poor that are on the ground in Haiti. And on that list were the names of 82 families, specific families, that are in super dire straits, understanding that most of the country is food insecure to begin with, and meaning they don't have enough food really to be surviving. But these 82 families in particular, small children, very specific circumstances, and every one of them literally on the verge of perishing if we do not help them. We are trying to help them family by family today, and that's why Todd Chapman is back here with us in the studio from Food for the Poor. That is why we are telling you about the need, and that's why we're also offering the solution, because for $27 for 12 months, just $27 a month, for 12 months, you could rescue one of these families' lives. You could feed them for the year, and you could bring clean drinking water to their village for good. That's part of the that's part of the combination of what you accomplish when you give that $27. Now, Todd Chapman, you have been to Haiti multiple times. You've seen so many of these circumstances, and Food for the Poor has been a very gracious partner to Kevin McCullough Radio. They've taken me on several trips. I've been to Haiti apart from any other ministry, and I've seen things just on the one-on-one level. This is a nation that has a bad day every day, and then when they have a really bad day, it just shatters any form of what we would recognize in terms of just normal life. But talk to us about the effectiveness of Food for the Poor and how, when people give that $27 a month, it begins to really not just rescue that family's life, but it puts them on a path towards a whole new future.
So Food for the Poor began working in Haiti more than 30 years ago, and God has just tremendously blessed our efforts there, thanks to generous donors just like your listeners, who give whatever God lays on their heart. And Kevin, I will say this, that, you know, it would be easy to think that, well, you know, there's probably a lot of people that give a lot of money, and so, you know, my $27 a month is not going to make that big of a difference. You are so wrong. Au contraire, my friend, because Food for the Poor is actually built by several million people who just faithfully give $50 a month or $200 one-time gifts periodically. It's really, you know, built on the masses of just everyday Joes and Janes that take seriously what the Bible says about serving our poor brothers and sisters. But you add into that generosity, partnering with the local church in Haiti, and across 30 years now, we've seen tremendous, tremendous impact in this desperately poor country. As a matter of fact, Food for the Poor now is the largest nonprofit organization, they call them NGOs, non-governmental organization, at work in the country of Haiti today. And we've got tremendous partnerships. Much of the food that you're helping to provide today is actually donated by big companies and even other countries that are blessed with food. The nation of Taiwan, amazing story there, but they donate just thousands of tons of rice every year to Food for the Poor. So that tremendously saves a lot of money, you know, in helping to feed these starving people in Haiti. But God has just really, really blessed us. We're so grateful for that. But friends, I just can't emphasize enough how important you are, because a Food for the Poor is a car, okay? And, you know, pretty nice car. But if you don't have fuel for a car, it's not good for anything. Mm. It's going to sit in your driveway, going nowhere, doing nothing. It's going to rust and, you know, it doesn't do any good. You are the fuel for the Food for the Poor car. Without your love, without your generosity, without your obedience to what God says in His Word about serving our poor brothers and sisters and feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, nothing would happen. So I just want to affirm you, if you've given to Food for the Poor today or in the past, thank you. If you've never given, would you take that step of faith right now and just say, God, what would you have me do? And let me really challenge you and encourage you. $27 a month. Or maybe you could do $54 a month. Kevin, I worked up a little bit of math while we were taking a break there.
Yes.
And math is not my thing, but I think I got this right. So, 50, you know, safe to say that, you know, if we go out to dinner with our family, it's going to hit us for at least $55, right?
At least.
That's in the
real grease spoons around around the New York tri-state area.
Exactly. Okay, so let's take that one meal. We'll call that one meal. And I know that there's a lot of families that do that, you know, maybe weekly or certainly a couple times a month. Would you be willing to pray about sacrificing that one meal if you knew it would provide 480 meals each month for starving people in Haiti?
Wow.
Would you trade one meal for 480 meals? That's the opportunity that you have before you right now. If you could say, give a gift of $54 a month just for the next 12 months. I think that's very doable for a lot of people. If that's not your number, that's okay. Cut it in half. But, you know, the same principle applies. Our money here in the U.S. doesn't go very far. But your gift into the economy of Haiti through the efficiency of food for the poor makes a huge difference. So will you give right now? And Kevin, it's twice as good because everything doubled when people call right now.
855-907-4673. And through the end of the hour, everything will be doubled, but you need to call. 855-907-4673. Nothing gets doubled if no one calls. 855-907-4673 or online at am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
WMCA families are invited to Hawthorne Christian Academy's interactive open house on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. at their campus in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Engage in dynamic hands-on learning, participate in classroom activities, and interact with teachers in your children's future classrooms. Child care is provided and light refreshments will be served. Hawthorne Christian Academy provides a rigorous educational experience in nurturing classrooms led by teachers who love the Lord, their subject area, and their students. HCA is fully accredited, offering classes for preschool through 12th grade. Come discover the HCA difference and visit the interactive open house on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331. That's 973-423-3331 or go to www.hca.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am570themission.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, you feeling run down? Sometimes you're just like, I don't have the energy I used to. Did you ever hear that it may be because you're not eating fruits and vegetables, or at least enough of them? There's a brand new study that's just out. I was just talking to Dr. Howard about this on the show the other day that shows that fruits and vegetables are not prescribed in people's lives nearly enough. And if they did, they could save $100 billion in the whole healthcare reform just from eating more fruits and vegetables. Well, it's time to get your fruits and veggies. And now it's easier than ever because they come in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made of synthetics. Balance of Nature is food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies, and once you start taking them, you feel great. People say their skin looks better, they have a lot more energy. You want to improve the quality of your life? You want to do like Kevin McCullough did and get through now an entire winter and spring season without getting one cold? From now on until April 21st, if you call, you're going to get 20% discount and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through April the 21st, so call now. 20% off plus free shipping. It's 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com, but don't forget to use the promo code, THEMISSION. Changing America one life at a time. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, it was only a few months ago, you were sitting in my studio with me again then, and Food for the Poor had just discovered a brand new community that had been, in essence, cut off from the outside world. Some factories had gone up, some plantain plants had been grown in that region for a period of time, but they were without food and they were with access to clean water. And the truth is, if you go anywhere across the island nation, you just find this repetitive kind of scenario where people don't have enough food to eat and they need the clean drinking water and the food that Food for the Poor can distribute to them. If you can, give us an update on that community, but also talk to us about the people we're helping this time.
Yeah, so you're talking about the community of Kai'ali, which is it's up in the mountains, about maybe 40, 50 kilometers from Port-au-Prince. But boy, it sure takes, 40 or 50 kilometers, that's what, about 30, 35 miles. But it took hours to get up there because the roads are so bad. It's so remote. 3,000 people up there that, as you said, Kevin, used to work in the sugarcane fields, but those factories pulled out. It was actually the Dole Fruit Company back in the day, and they pulled out of there. And so these people just left flat and now just slowly wasting away. Their house is falling down. Water, nearest source of water, is an hour's walk through the rugged mountains. Very, very dangerous. And then the water's not even good. And because of the drought, they used to be able to do some farming and kept themselves alive. But as I visited with those families on my last trip there last year, it was just pure, it was hopelessness. And, save for Pastor Dominic, who is working with Food for the Poor to bring food and water into that community, it would be without hope. Candidly, Kevin, I haven't got an update on the specifics of what's been going on in that community. I know that we were beginning at the time when I was there last time, beginning to figure out, okay, what's the best way to bring water to these families? Because they lived kind of up the mountain and water was down the mountain. And so you've got a little bit of a challenge there. But we are and have been bringing food into that community. So at least, we're keeping them from starving and bringing some barrels of water in on a regular basis as well. So, and that's the thing that I love about how Food for the Poor works. When we discover a community like this, that, by the way, Food for the Poor goes where no one else goes.
Right.
And that is so beautiful. All of these people that have, they think they're forgotten. And then suddenly Food for the Poor shows up, partnering with someone like Pastor Dominic, and we begin to make a difference. But we don't let them linger and wait either, Kevin. I mean, as soon as we discover them, we will make sure that they know we're on the job, we've got a plan, and in the meantime, your hope is not lost. You're not going to starve. We are going to take care of your water needs. And then, of course, we move from there into a long-term situation. But,
And thanks to our listeners, I believe last time there were about 90 families of those 3,000 families that were able to be helped.
Yep.
And so there's 90 families of the 3,000 that are not starving right now because our listeners heard about them and said, we're going to step up and do something about that. Now, that leaves, Todd, a lot of people still in that, even just that one community that are in massive trouble.
Yeah, and this drought has not stopped. The rain is still not falling in Haiti. As a matter of fact, the soil just continues to deteriorate, and now the families there more desperate than ever, because you have to understand, and it's kind of hard unless you happen to be someone who is a farmer or grew up and understand the kind of agricultural lifestyle. You plant today, and all that toil and work and expense today doesn't pay off for many, many months to come. Right. But they have nothing to plant today. As a matter of fact, I talked to so many families when I was there last time. They had actually sold their farming implements because they said, well, We need food. Mm. And these are the only things of value that we have. So they know that even when the rains come again and, you know, they can get a fresh start, they're going to have to buy the seeds. They're going to have to rebuy their tools. I think it speaks to the level of desperation that families in Haiti are facing right now. But friends, you can make a life-saving difference. You can bring a miracle. You can answer their prayers. $27 a month, not even a dollar a day, and you could be taking care of not one, but if you call right now, two families through Food for the Poor, providing them, every member of that family of four, two meals a day, two life-saving meals a day for the next year. And you're a part of bringing life-saving, clean, safe drinking water to that community. So I just hope that you will get on the phone right now. You sense the urgency in my voice. You hear it because lives are hanging in the balance. Here's the number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, which spells hope.
You found people that no one else was helping. And if we don't keep them in the forefront of our mind, if we don't say, you know what, these families still are not where they need to be. Yeah, we helped 90 of them last time. But if we don't reach them, there's going to be more of them that perish. And I just, that just, it makes me feel good about what Food for the Poor is doing, but it bothers me. There's this burden and ache in my heart that these people have not found those solutions yet. And it's going to take a long time. 3,000 families, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, but the good thing, Kevin, is that, you know, we have so many people that that are available to hear what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how many thousands of people are listening to our voices right now. And so, friends, you know, maybe you weren't aware of how, you know, deep the struggle is in Haiti, but you are now. What I would really encourage you to do is do something, you know, because where it gets daunting, where it gets a little bit frustrating sometimes is we reach all these people, but very few people will actually do something, will actually take action. So friends, I want to encourage you to be exceptional. I want, you know, if we could just have, you know, 2 out of every 10 people hearing us right now say, you know what, I'm not just going to hear this and say, oh, that's too bad. I'm actually going to do something tangible to make a difference. I'm going to give a little bit of money here to make a difference in this situation. That's how lives are saved. That's how prayers are answered. That's how the situation in Haiti, I believe with all my heart, will ultimately be rectified. But you're right. It's a long-term battle, but we focus on doing it one person at a time, one family at a time, one gift at a time. You know, Mother Teresa said, she said, and I'll probably fumble this, but the gist of it was, just because you can't save all of them, that doesn't mean you can't save one.
Right.
So do what you can to save the one person. That would just be $80 one-time gift, food for your water for life. And actually, with everything being doubled right now, you'd be saving two people. So, you know, your generosity in this moment goes twice as far.
What if we became even more, quote, on purpose in terms of how we took that $27 out and said, okay, for this month, I'm going to make sure that a family survives because I am listening to what God's telling me to do. And right now, if you do that, it's going to be matched. Here's the phone number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Maybe you could do two families a month. Maybe you could afford a $54 gift each month and get to save two of your own effort and two more through the matching effort right now. That's four families of those ones that have been left behind, four that will now be spoken for, four that will have hope coming their way because the food and the water they know is represented by the love and prayer of God's people. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Call right now, 855-907-4673. And if you do call in the next 10 minutes, every single dime you give matched dime for dime. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at am570themission.com.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you to those of you who have been calling. Thank you. Thank you for making the phone ring. Thank you for clicking through on the website. Thank you for giving. Thank you for taking advantage of this matching challenge with only a few minutes left. Thank you for caring. Friends, every action that you've taken in the last few minutes is it's going to rescue a family. It's going to change lives. It's going to make a difference possibly for eternity. So thank you for each of you doing what you so far have felt called to do. And friends, I know that there's quite a few more of you that haven't. I know that there's quite a few more of you that probably want to, probably are thinking about it, probably are going, I know I should, but I haven't yet. Friends, right now's the time. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman is with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, it's always a joy to have you in studio. And it's always a healthy, good thing to have my conscience pricked just a little bit more when we revisit this conversation. Because,
well, that's not my fault, man. That's the Holy Spirit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And this is a good exercise to go through. It's an important way to help grow because we get insulated, right? You've got a radio studio in your house, right? And you've got carpet on the floor. And if you wanted to, you could just get up and work in your pajamas most days. I mean,
who says I'm not?
And maybe so. And I don't want to know any further more detail than that. But at the end of the day, when we think about our life in America, even if we don't have a radio studio in our home, we have a pretty good life. We have apartments that have heat, and we have a local bodega or store right around the corner. We can go get anything we need almost 24 hours a day, and sometimes they'll if you pay them, they'll bring it to you.
It's
such a convenient existence that we have now. So it's hard to be reminded of the fact that these families in Haiti don't have any clean drinking water today. They don't have any good, yummy food being delivered to their house. They don't have any good grocery stores to go buy it from. They don't have any jobs paying them the money to go get it. Food for the Poor comes in. They help feed. They bring the clean drinking water. Eventually, they open up micro enterprise and show how to farm and fish and do these things and give people back dignity and just a wealth of not just understanding and love, but like a new beginning, a new confidence. And friends, that's why Food for the Poor is there, to share the love of Jesus and to help these people become what God made them to be. Todd, your final thought before we close today.
Well, friends, I just I want to thank you if you've called to give. By the way, thank you, Mark from Bridgeport, Connecticut, Alvin from Bayonne, Lorraine from Staten Island. All of them saved families in the last couple of minutes. You can do the same thing, $27 a month for the next 12 months. You save a family through Food for the Poor. But I just want to thank you for letting God use you.
Yeah.
Because this is why we're here, Kevin. This is why we were born in the greatest country on the face of the planet, not to hoard God's blessings, but to use them to make a difference in the world, not only here on earth, but into eternity. So thank you for doing that.
855-907-4673. Friends, just a few minutes left. Get this matching challenge in. Make sure that you call now or click on am570themission.com and give your gift right now. We don't want to waste this opportunity to match our gifts. 855-907-4673. $27 rescues a family. Call right now. 855-907-4673.